Thomas A. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Jesse, J-E-S-S-I, Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T. Address is 14999 Black Oak Terrace, Forest Ranch, California, 95942. Phone 530-592-6042. ID is XXX XXX2241. Date of birth 11/10/2003. 18-year-old, single, high school student. Insurance is Anthem Blue Cross. Pharmacy is Costco Dash Chico, 530-342-8892. It is addressed to Dr. Maybell. M-A-Y-B-E-L-L-E-L, period, Ursalis, U-R-S-A-L-E-S-M-D, Adventist Health, Paradise Skyway, Rural Health Clinic, 5125 Skyway, Paradise, California, 95969-5624. Phone is 530-872-2000, fax 530-332-1043. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation in continuity of care, subparagraph, history of migraine headaches and neck pain. Dear Dr. Yourselves and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Jesse Garrett for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Jesse is an 18-year-old sexually active young woman who reports recurrent cephalgia occurring typically in bursts of cephalgia lasting 5 days in duration with headache freedom for another 5 days and then with recurrence. Subparagraph. She gives a history of a total of 20 headaches per month. Subparagraph, when she develops her headaches, they remain continuous for a period of 5 days. New paragraph, she describes her headaches associated with visual changes, scotomata, hyperacusis, visual hypersensitivity, and nausea, for which she has taken medication. New paragraph, she also describes symptoms of anxiety and depression that are worse with her headaches. New paragraph, she denied having any history of unusual spells. New paragraph, she does have a history of remote accident injury in which she tumbled from her trail bike and suffered a number of body contusions. However, she did not indicate that she had suffered a head injury. New paragraph. She reported that since that time she has had recurrent neck pain, particularly on the left, radiating vertically to the posterior scalp and then anteriorly into the retroorbital region, suggesting a component of cervicogenic headaches. New paragraph, her migraine headaches came on at the age of 10. subparagraph, she was evaluated and seen down in the Roseville area and underwent MR brain imaging that was reported to be unremarkable. She was tried with a number of medications previously, and up to this point in time taking sumatriptan orally, recently readjusted to rizatriptan, however, by her report, without any particular change or benefit. New paragraph. Because of her dyssomnia, she was given Elavil to take at bedtime, which she indicates she felt actually made her headache symptoms possibly worse, but increased her nocturnal arousals with vivid and uncomfortable dreaming, which we discussed today. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today is essentially within normal limits, with the exception of subjective hypesthesia medially in the distal fingers of both hands and also in the large toes of both feet without other findings. New paragraph. Her deep tendon reflexes are normal without pathological signs. New paragraph. Cranial nerve evaluation is also normal with a relatively capacious airway. New paragraph. Cervical range of motion is preserved, but she demonstrates stiffness on side bending to the left. New paragraph. Her ambulatory examination remains fluid. New paragraph. There's no obvious motor weakness. New paragraph. Cerebellar testing is normal without inducible neuromuscular stiffness, cog wheeling, or other findings. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Jesse Garrett presents with a relatively long-standing childhood onset of migraine without a clear family history, although the history on her father's side is unknown. She has developed some symptoms of cervicogenic cephalgia following a recent, relatively recent, bicycle fall accident in which she did not suffer a head injury by her report. New paragraph. She has some clinical symptoms of cervicogenic cephalgia that may be a consequence of neck injury and dysfunction, with neurological examination suggesting that imaging of the cervical spine be accomplished to exclude degenerative discogenic disease or any spinal cord compression or other symptoms of myelopathy. New paragraph. Therapeutic recommendations. For the time being, I will have her hold the Elavil at bedtime. New paragraph. She continued to use the sumatriptan if she needs to, but we are giving her samples of Ubrelvy, UBRELVY 100 milligrams, to take, which she can take with anticipated resolution of her headache within 15 minutes to 2 hours, and hopefully without recurrence. Subparagraph. If she is sensitive to the Ubrelvy, we will schedule for a monthly injection with a trial training of Emgality, EMGALITY, 120 milligrams, subcutaneous. New paragraph. She will continue on her regular nutritional regimen, and I'm adding riboflavin 400 milligram capsules to that for headache prophylaxis. New paragraph. I will see her back for a neurological reevaluation and follow-up on a med check basis, anticipating a possible readjustment of her regimen. New paragraph. Hopefully, readjustment to more modern migraine medications will resolve her chronic cephalgia. New paragraph. We will consider adjustment of her regimen for treatment of cluster headaches should she not be entirely responsive to this regimen. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns, and sign respectfully with my professional signature.